This is the weekly podcast from the Journal of Neurosurgery.
Hello, and welcome to the Journal of Neurosurgery podcast for April 16th, 2010. I'm Ann Stanford, and I will be reading synopses of two clinical articles and one laboratory investigation that were published online today by the Journal of Neurosurgery. This clinical article is titled Decision Analysis of Treatment Options for Vestibular Schwannoma. It was written by Robert Whitmore and colleagues. Currently, there are three treatment options for vestibular schwannoma: observation with serial magnetic imaging, microsurgical resection, and radiosurgery. A multi-center randomized controlled trial to determine the optimal treatment strategy is not feasible. Therefore, the authors performed a meta-analysis of the literature on vestibular schwannoma to determine the prevalence of complications, tumor recurrence rates, and the impact on quality of life associated with each specific complication. Using this information, the authors constructed a decision analytic model to determine the quality of life for a patient with a unilateral tumor and partially intact hearing at 5 years and 10 years follow-up. Comparing the three treatment options, the authors found the quality of life at 5 years is significantly better after radiosurgical treatment. The data were too scarce to draw any conclusions at 10 years. The authors concluded that the complications patients endure after either observation or microsurgery for vestibular schwannoma negatively impacted their quality of life more than the adverse effects of radiation treatment. This clinical article is titled Effect of Electromagnetic Navigated Shunt Placement on Failure Rates, a Prospective Multicenter Study. It was written by Caroline Hayhurst and coworkers. Shunt failure remains a significant problem, with as many as 40% of shunts failing in the first year, most commonly from mechanical obstruction. The role of shunt placement in reducing ultimate failure is not clear, and the optimal position of the ventricular catheter has not been defined. This prospective study of shunt placement in adults and children at three European centers compared freehand shunt placement with non-invasive electromagnetic navigated placement to a predefined target point. A simple grading system was used to classify shunt placement based on a postoperative CT scan or MR image. The authors demonstrated that using electromagnetic navigated shunt placement, proximal catheter misplacement is eliminated, resulting in significantly fewer early shunt revisions. This laboratory investigation is titled Delayed Reduction in Hippocampal Postsynaptic Density Protein 95 Expression Temporally Correlates with Cognitive Dysfunction Following Controlled Cortical Impacts in Mice. It was written by Chandra Mohan Wakade and co-authors. Despite advances in critical care medicine and the development of the trauma center, traumatic brain injury is frequently associated with delayed deficits in learning and memory. These outcomes complicate patient rehabilitation and contribute to a poor long-term prognosis. Although the remediation of learning and memory deficits remains a significant goal of traumatic brain injury research, the mechanisms underlying neuronal cell loss after such an injury remain poorly defined, contributing to the absence of novel therapeutics. The authors of the present report documented a delayed reduction in the hippocampal expression of PSD95, an abundant protein within excitatory synapses following traumatic brain injury. Notably, the loss of PSD95 directly correlated with a post-traumatic reduction in cognitive function and temporally mirrored the reported reduction in long-term potentiation, an important component of learning. Together, these novel findings reveal a possible cellular mechanism that could explain, at least in part, the neurological deficits observed weeks and even months after the initial trauma. The interval between the acute trauma and delayed hippocampal injury provides a window of time in which clinical intervention is feasible. These data now provide a framework and rationale for the therapeutic targeting of hippocampal synapses to improve long-term neurological outcome following traumatic brain injury.
Thank you for listening. Sign up in iTunes to get all our weekly podcasts delivered straight to you. To read all JNS articles published this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at thejns.org. You can also follow the JNS on Twitter.